It's Saturday, my favorite, especially when there's nothing on. It means I can stay here longer than usual, warm, dozing, in and out until I'm awoken with the familiar smell of fresh coffee and your voice, two of my favorite things.
Good morning.
I managed to open one eye slowly, then both wide, taking in the magnificent view of you standing in the doorway, hands full, a mug in each, and your cock standing to attention at full morning mast through the gap in your boxers. I can't help but grin. I also don't know which I want more. But I'm always willing to have lukewarm coffee over fresh cock any day of the week. I don't realize how hungrily I'm staring or what I sound like. Then the first words of the day upon waking always sound so harsh, aloud. Good morning yourself. You stride over to my bedside table and place one mug down. Mine. The one with the little Miss Naughty on the side, making sure it faces me as if you're telling me something.
I'll just put this down, shall I?
Down where? My throat? I've spoken before being able to filter. Fortunately, you're used to this morning reboot mode from me, and humor my advances.
Are we still talking about coffee here?
You're laughing as you place your mug down next to mine. Not at all. I can't help it. A woman needs what she needs and has zero self-restraint first thing in the morning. I pull back the covers, showing my full curves and nakedness off to you before languidly rolling and shifting, so my head hangs over the side of the bed, directly in front of you. As if by some great mind-reading prowess, you take a step forward, the head of your rock-hard cock sliding straight into my open and waiting mouth. My lips come down around you and you push forward towards the back of my throat. Moaning lewdly, you speak in one long, drawn-out tone.
Ah, that's what you meant.
You reach down, picking up your cup of coffee nonchalantly, eyes fixated down on me through half-closed lids, watching the display. The mug touches your lips and you take a mouthful of the scalding brew before cursing as you push into my throat. My hands reaching up above my head to latch onto your thighs. You're behind, reaching to tantalize your heavy balls as I gag and sputter, refusing to surface for air.
Fuck. I'm gonna need to put this down before I spill it.
You have that gravel in your voice. the split that emerges just before you go full feral. Before the primal side of you launches at me, its prey, stretched out before you completely naked. Neck stretched backwards and head behind, held in place, impaled upon your glorious cock. I savor everything about this moment and about you. Your taste, your scent, your warmth, the sounds you're making, all of it makes me feel so alive. You reach your right hand down and over the hills of my breast, stopping to torture each nipple a little before moving further south, over the soft curves and mounds of my belly, down between my legs. Leaning over me, adjusting and thrusting lightly into the back of my throat. In each time I suck in air when I can, my sounds trigger your sounds, and in turn they trigger more sounds from me. A duet of pleasure. As your fingers make contact with my dripping wet pussy, you chuckle. Not surprised, huh? You run your hands and fingers along my slick slit, and I in turn moan loudly around your cock, sending vibrations through your body. Your hand is well lubricated with my water, and I too find myself slipping into a primal space as my moans change from sweet and sultry to low and needy, as four of your long, nimble fingers ease inside of me. You have a literal hold on me from both ends, pinned in place as you begin to move your hand, fingers filling my pussy and your cock, testing against my throat further.
Fuck. You feel so good.
You're growling. God, you're growling. What that does to me every single time. I know. What comes next? I love what comes next. I feel the push of your entire hand against my cunt, not stopping, slowing to allow the stretch you know will come. And does, as a thick muscle gives way and you pop in, up to your wrist. My back arches automatically and my body responds in shudders and convulsions. My hips pull to and fro, seeking a rhythm to match that of your fist as you twist and push in unison from both ends. Your whole hand inside my pussy, your cock buried in my mouth, my throat. You fuck me, taking what's yours. It doesn't take me long from there, it never does. I start to mount the ridge, right along the edge, and can see just how high I am as I come crashing down in a glorious, gushing flood. Moaning, screaming orgasm, holding tightly in rhythmic pulses around your hands. You pull my hand free and rub against my pussy, sending the gush flying, a torrent of sweet nectar-like liquid all over the sheets. Your cock slips from my throat as I gasp for air, climaxing. big eyes, wide with wonder at what has such a grip over my body in that moment. As I look up, eyes finding yours, I smile through gasps as I see you free fall over the sea edge. Thick, hot ropes of cum flying out the end of your incredible dick. My tongue sticks out to catch some of the streams, most of it landing across my lips, my chin, my neck, and breasts. Both panting like animals after a hunt and feast, you lean down and kiss me deeply.
Come here.
Taking in your own flavor as you do.
So, coffee, shower, and more of this again?
As if you even need to ask.